So for the past 3 weeks during our first reading in this season of Lent, Mother Church has been exposing us to the unfolding of the covenant that God is making with His people, that God has made with His people. If we remember, the first week was with Noah and the flood and the rainbow. And then we had Abraham and the promise of the land and the generations to come, because he was willing to sacrifice his only son. And then last week we had Moses and the giving of the law on the top of Mount Sinai, that beautiful gift that God the Father gave to his people, this law that allowed them to know the mind of God, so that this God who brought them out of slavery would be able to maintain that freedom within maintaining that law. As long as they were faithful to the covenant, faithful to the law, then they would remain free. And that's how special and chosen these people were. And that's what they say in the scriptures. What great people we are. Who has a God as great as we do, who has come to us and given us the law so that we can know right from wrong, so that we can maintain our freedom? This covenantal relationship that God established with the chosen people has slowly been unfolding for us these last few weeks. Because ultimately Lent, or primarily Lent, is geared towards those people who are preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil. So these readings are preparing them, preparing their heart and their mind as they enter into full communion with the church. And for those of us who have already been baptized, this season of Lent serves as a reminder of the faith journey we've already undertaken, to remind us of how great of a God we are, of this covenant relationship we have with Him. That as St. Paul says in that second reading, that when we were dead in our sin, the God who is full of mercy came to us. And John in the Gospel gives us that beautiful reflection versus light and dark. This battle between good and evil. The battle that rages within the human heart. As St. Paul will say in Romans, that he doesn't do the very things that he wants. Even though he knows the good, he does those things that he hates. The battle raging between light and dark. And John says it's because we love our sin. We prefer the evil. We prefer the darkness to the light. Is why so many of us don't come to faith in Jesus Christ. That free gift that St. Paul said is not because of our works, that we have no reason to boast. It was a free gift given to us by the God who loves us. This darkness within the human heart is what this season of Lent is meant to expose. Because as these catechumens are preparing for baptism, and as we are reminding ourselves of our baptismal promises, it's good to keep in mind that another word the church uses for baptism is illumination. That the early church fathers talked about coming into the light as we were baptized. As that we were welcomed into the family of God, our minds and our hearts were enlightened to the truth. Because the human heart is stuck in darkness. This is the effect of original sin. Sin is so much more than just a bad habit or maybe a less than perfect indulgence every now and then. Sin is the complete abandonment of our relationship with Jesus, our turning away from the covenant. And this is what we heard about in Chronicles in the first reading. When you look at some of the Jewish scriptures, how they have it lined up, laid out, the last book would be Chronicles. And the end of that last book is the reading we had today. It's a snapshot. It's a synopsis of salvation history. In those days, the priests and the people added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations. When God chose the people and set them apart, He chose them to be a light to the nations and warned them not to give in to the temptations, not to give in to the idolatries that the pagan people were prone to. But as the chosen people were exposed to these other gods, they freely gave themselves. And as last week, when the promise to the people were progeny and land, as a sign and a covenant, we heard today in the first reading that they lost the land and that so many of their members were killed. The temple was destroyed. The great symbol of God in the midst of their people had been destroyed. Why? Because the chosen people gave into the darkness of their heart and they lost everything. And they were in exile. Those who were not killed were in exile, thinking that their God had abandoned them, wondering who this God was, where was their God, why did He abandon them? How many times do we, when we give in to the darkness of our hearts and are forced to face the consequences of our own choices, turn and question the goodness of God? Where is God in the midst of this? And the entire chosen people were in exile. So the good were suffering for the bad. That everyone faced the consequences. We are in this body of Christ as one people. Sometimes the evil consequences we suffer are because of the choices that other people make. This is the condition of the world. This is the condition of the heart that God, who so loved the world, sent His only Son to redeem. And how were the chosen people redeemed at the end of that first reading? By a pagan king, a man who was not part of the promise, a man who was an infidel, a man who was unholy and unclean. That's the person that God chose to bring the people back. Are we open to that extraordinary work of God in our lives? That He will use whomever and whatever He wants to, whatever He chooses is best for us to bring us back. God is a God of surprises. He surprised the chosen people by using a pagan king to bring them back into the covenant. Why? So that we don't boast on our own good works. How easy it is to think that we've earned our salvation, we've earned our seat in the church, we've earned everything. St. Paul tells us it was not because of our works, because of God's free gift. As we receive this free gift of grace, this free gift of salvation, we earn our salvation. It's attributed to us. We then can walk in the light of Christ. And this is the reason that we have joy in our hearts in the midst of this season of penance, and in the midst of this time where we reflect on the darkness. Because God so loved the world that He sent His Son not to condemn, but to free us. Our Heavenly Father never forgot His covenant. And in the midst of the chosen people's exile, they were forced to come to terms with their unfaithfulness, which drew them closer to God. Sometimes the consequences of our choices can do just that, can bring us closer to the Lord as we remember His mercy. Our faith is a free gift. Are you willing to say yes?